Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. And thank you, Lord, for a good theme in my heart and in each and every one of our hearts. We just look around and we see the beauty and your goodness and your order. And Lord, we're just amazed that you put us in such a beautiful place so that we can see your workmanship, see your hand, and just be blessed and seek after you and find you new every morning. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 147 from verse 15 to 18 from the TPT translation. He sends out his orders throughout the world. His words run as swift messengers, bringing them to pass. He blankets the earth with glistening snow, painting the landscape with frost. Sleet and hail fall from the sky, causing waters to freeze before winter's icy blast. Then he speaks his word and it all melts away. As the warm spring winds blow, the streams begin to flow.
Hallelujah. The poeticness of God, you know, and the beauty of God. I said to Flo yesterday, we're talking about, I'm like you see, I've shared one of her verses, and I was saying, you know, I sometimes don't know what to say, but in the morning, it just comes, eh? And and this the beauty of this word, the order, the love, the design of God. It's just so beautiful, man. He's all over, all powerful, all knowing. And wise, everything works together for good. And yesterday, Denita was off, and we went to the Western Shores and the Eastern Shores. And we were just so amazed by the design of God, His handprint, His fingerprints, His divine. You know, everything. Just everything shows a superior wisdom. It's creation. It's made by God. So His wisdom is seen in everything. And the first thing that touched me yesterday is I picked a water lily, beautiful water lily for Danita, wonderful colors. But even in the water lily, there was a little frog. And he was also just as beautiful with his little red feet and his black eyes. You can see it here in the lilies on the in the devotions this morning in the picture. And then further on we see a giraffe, and you just focus on this amazing creature. I saw in another video of the week, and that they are with that long neck of his, he picked up a child right up into the air, and the parents had to grab the child. You know, amazing, big, beautiful creatures. And then there's a little bird there, and that little bird is just helping, picking the ticks off the giraffe. Amazing God we've got. You know, we get futile, we get stupid if we put him out of the picture. And and then we came back for lunch, and then we went out to the Eastern Shores. And there on the Eastern Shores, we were down at the beach, cooled off in the pool. And then we had something to eat. And then the next minute, whoop, here, birds right in between us, a hawk. And again, you know, when I see these things about the frog, about the bird on the giraffe, and about this hawk, and you think, well, how you know so little? You know, I think I pride myself. I know God, and, you know, and it's like a drop in the ocean when you see all this, these things, and that bird. I must still go into what's his name, what, you know, what he stands for. And so first it was like a fright, but then we looked and noticed afterwards it's a mother looking after this baby. The baby looks about the same size as him, but you could hear him squeak, and he's not as wise and as bold as his mother. And the world is beautiful, guys. It's made by God for us, and sadly, some people just want to give it over to the devil and he's deceived rich kids and that. We need to know, guys, this has been given to us and the wicked's going to be removed. So, and shame, it's sad because they're blind. Their hearts are darkened, and we were there as well at one time. Remember that, eh? So we need to share the gospel with them, and then so we become too wise, eh? We become fools when you say there's no God. Say that with that scripture. A fool says there's no God. And so, guys, just appreciate, look around you, and wake up to God's beauty all around, and know that same beauty is concerned with us, and His word is clear. He's watching over the righteous. And he's taking note of those that fear him, respect him in the midst of all this testing. So stay to what is pure, what is lovely, what is ever is good. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness. And that's where your head will be in the right place. Your heart is in the right place. And your head's in the right place. And your attitudes and your actions can be in the right place. Be blessed, because God is blessed with you, and he has blessed you with everything pertaining to life and godliness. So rest in his love and know he is in control. Amen. He has the last laugh. The enemy is roaring out there with destruction and lies. And praise God, people are waking up. But many of these people are just waking up to the evil that has been seducing and controlling and brainwashing them, and they need to just wake up a bit further. They need to wake up from where they come and to the great God that they have, and the blessings that they have in purpose, that their names were written, and their names is your destiny, it's your purpose to walk with the living God and make a difference and be a beautiful fragrance in this earth. Amen.
Amen.